you'll hear five different people talking about airports they have recently been to. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds. You'll need to play the recording twice.
Speaker 1.
It may not be the biggest airport, but there's quite a lot to do there, especially if your flight is delayed by bad weather as ours was. There's a play area for kids, though ours were a bit old for that, and they preferred to go round the clothes shops and music shops instead. Meanwhile, I was checking my email and having a look at a few things online in the communications centre. There was no charge for that, which was good. After that, we spent some time in quite a comfortable lounge on the top floor, where you could see aircraft approaching and coming in to land.
Speaker 2.
It was quite annoying, really. The airport authorities had told passengers to be there early in the morning because they were expecting a strike by security staff. But then it was called off and they didn't bother telling us. So when we arrived with the kids on the 7:45 train, the crowds were already starting to build up. There were long queues for everything, no seats and not enough staff around. And the facilities for children weren't up to standard either. In the end, though, our flight was called and once we'd taken off, everything went fine. The flight attendants were helpful and efficient and we landed exactly on time.
Speaker 3.
Until last year, the only way to get to the airport was by road. But the underground now runs there from the city, with trains every few minutes. So getting there wasn't a problem at all. And we found our check-in desk easily enough. Once we'd dropped our cases off there, we went to a cafe for a snack, which was actually quite tasty. Then joined the queue to have our hand luggage checked. I don't know why, but on that particular day they were going very carefully through everybody's bags, with the result that we were there quite a while. But they were very polite, and we didn't really mind.
Speaker 4.
The main building itself was fine, all shiny and new, and almost everything within the airport worked well. My only complaints were that it cost rather a lot to get an internet connection on my computer, and also that it's not easy to get out there from the city centre, as the train doesn't run in the evening and the bus takes hours. Fortunately, somebody from the office offered me a lift and I got there quickly. I thought it might take some time to pass through all the security checks, but in fact there weren't many people in the queue and I was soon in the departure lounge.
Speaker 5.
In general, things work okay there, but I didn't think much of the facilities for passengers, apart from those for the kids. There was a special section for them with lots of games, and ours would have stayed there all day if they could. But for adults, there's nothing really, apart from some rather dull shops. There's no way to check your email, and there isn't even anywhere you can sit and watch the planes landing and taking off. I think if I had to wait there any length of time on my own, I'd probably take the bus downtown for a couple of hours, as there's a frequent and reliable service.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.